The idea behind a multidisciplinary meeting is to have a regular forum of all involved disciplines in a mental health context. This provides an opportunity for doctors, nurses, social workers, occupational therapists and psychologists to meet and share feedback and plan and implement decisions around a patient's care.
My first experience of a multidisciplinary meeting was as a newly qualified social worker in a general hospital. Every Monday, the consultant would join the team, accompanied by a nurse who carried her Chanel handbag. Yes, really. While her junior doctor made her a cafetiere of coffee. This wasn't shared with any of the team. We didn't even have access to a kettle.
Goodness, what was the atmosphere like in the meetings?
Oh, we were all anxious during the meeting. Each week we would wait nervously for the consultant to ask about an update on the patients, and in my case, whether a care package was in place or a care home had been identified. If the answer wasn't to her liking, she became angry, making rude comments about my role and threatening to speak to my manager. Nobody ever said thanks or congratulated the team for work well done.
As an underconfident young social worker, I lived in fear. Speaking out loud in a team of more than 10 other professionals was scary to say the least. Luckily, my manager was supportive, and the assertiveness training course helped, as I did gain experience and eventually a job move. Nowadays, I even enjoy MDMs. I've been part of a number of teams over the years, and they have varied considerably in style. Some were free-for-all, with lots of people talking over one another. Others were very organized, with allocated slots for feedback and for decision-making.
Whatever the format, I still find it difficult to get my point across sometimes. Team politics can quickly surface if the meeting isn't chaired effectively. I think a successful MDM meeting is one in which I feel I was able to contribute as a member of the team, but I must admit this doesn't happen every time.